Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Ayin He, Chulin 75b, pagination is 150. About a third of the way down, there's the two dots, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer, quoting from the Mishnah. The Mishnah described a case where the mother was shecht, and inside there was a viable fetus, which we know in terminology of halacha as a ben pikua. The Mishnah told us that if you found such a child, there's an opinion of Rab Meir, which we're not really going to focus on today in this session. The opinion of Rab Meir is that it's a regular child. It's walking, it's doing, it's regular. It is alive, and it needs shechita. The Chachamim say the shechita of the mother is metahirit, makes it kosher. And Reb Shimon Shizuri says, even if it's 5 years old and it's being used as a work animal, the shechita of the mother makes it kosher. And what our session focuses on is what's the difference between the Chachamim and Reb Shimon Shizuri. They both are saying shechitas imo metaharoso, the shechita of the mother makes it good. But Reb Shimon Shizuri goes so far and says, even 5 years later, a work animal. Whereas the Chachamim just simply said, Shechitas imo metaharoso, what's the difference? And the Gemara therefore asks, Hainu Tana Kama, Reb Shimon Shizuri, talking about the work animal, sounds like it's the exact same thing as the Tana Kama. It doesn't need its own Shechita because the Shechita of the mother suffices. Amar Rav Kano, Rav Kano explained, Hifres al gabe karka ike benayhu. The difference is, if it walked, if its hooves hit the ground, the expression, hit the ground running, if it hit the ground, it walked, that's going to be the difference. The Tanakama was only allowing this animal, viable as it may be, if it's not able to walk, and therefore, it's so unusual. It's traced directly to the mother's shechita, and it does not require shechita. But hifris al gabe karka, if it walked, it needs shechita midrabanon mishamaris ayin, because it looks like a regular animal, and we don't understand why you wouldn't have to do shechita. Whereas Reb Shimon Shizuri is willing to accept a ben pikua in a very practical way, and not require shechita. Now, we're going to explore this further, but the logical conclusion over here is that we should be paskening, presumably, like the Chachamim, and therefore, even though a ben pekua does not require shechita midina, according to the strict letter of the law, but midrabanon, rabbinic legislation, they imposed a requirement for shechita, and therefore any case of a ben pekua that's hifres agabe karka is going to require shechita, even if you have perfect tracing and you know that it was inside the mother at the time of the mother's shechita. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Misharshia, Rav Misharshia said, L'divrei ha'omer choshishen l'zera ha'av, according to the opinion, which is a discussion of its own. Do we trace animals through the father or not? But assuming that we do, ben pikua haba al behema ma'al yisa, if a ben pikua comes upon, meaning a male ben pikua comes upon a regular female, havlad elo takono, the child of such a union is not going to have a solution, because half of it is from the father and does not require a shechita, because the shechita of the grandmother, the mother, it does not require shechita because of its mother, and therefore part of the child that's now born from that new union had the shechita of its grandmother still working in its favor. But the other siman, its other half, is quite natural. and therefore requires shechita. In the words of Rashi, it's just wrap your head around this. Elo takana, Rashi says, kimisha elo elo simen echad mitzad imo. It's as if it only has either the kone or the veshet, only one of the two critical spots that have to be cut. Shasimen asheni shachot va'omedu, because the other one is already shecht from way back, because shechita is not applicable to it. And to make an animal kosher by only shechting one simen, the kone or the veshet, the trachea or the esophagus, that doesn't work. V'hai simana basra, and the one that's going to be shecht now, lo mitztaref l'karma, can't be joined to the one that was shecht a while back, years ago. She'en l'cha shehir gedola mizu, because that's a delay in the shechita. Wow. And therefore, Rav Mishar Shia says, this new animal born from a ben pekua who did not need shechita because of its mother's shechita, when it unites with a regular animal, that new animal is messed up. We are not able to do shechita in any effective way. Okay. Quite a calculation. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, Hakol modim, everyone would agree, meaning the Chachamim would also agree, Bekalut ben Pekua, if the animal that's the child is unusual. The Rama brings this, Koltos, it's Kluta, Sheparsoso kula achas, that its hoof is all one. It's unusual looking. Says Abaye, Amr Abaye, Hakol modim bekolut ben pekua shemutter. The Chachamim would also agree that such an animal, even if it walks, does not require shechita. We can accept the position of Reb Shimon Shizuri, we can accept the position that we hold Medina without the rabbinic legislation to require shechita, because it's unusual. My timer, why? Because anything that's very unusual, people will remember. They'll discuss it, they'll come to the right conclusion, because it anyway was an exception. But if you have something that looks normal, they're going to think that it's a precedent. So Abaya, in the first quote of Abaya, holds all you need is that it's unusual. It's unusual. We're good. You don't have to shecht it. Ika de Amri, others say, Amr Abaya, Abaya said, Akomoda bekolot ben kluta ben pikua. If you have an animal that has two unusual things, it's kolut, it's got unusual feet, ben kaluta, ben pekua, shemuta, that would be acceptable. My time, a why? Terei timihi midke dechiri inchi. Because if it has two unusual things, then you've reached the threshold that people will remember, they'll remind themselves, and they won't learn wrong interpretations. In Shulchan Aruch, indeed, this is brought, as I mentioned, in Parsos of Kelutos, if the hooves are in this way unusual, Afal pi shifres agabe karka, then even if it did walk, Eina ta'un shechita, it's not going to require shechita, even though the Chachamim hold that normally there's a rabbinic shechita that's required. Over here it would not, because it's so unusual. V'yesh megamgimim bedavar, and some wonder about this. They're not so confident in that ruling. And the reason, as the Be'er HaGola writes, is Sheposkin b'chol makam kalishna basra, because normally we follow the second opinion. And the second quote of Abaya required not just one unusual thing, but two unusual things. And therefore, in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, Yud Gimel Beis in Yeridea, that says one thing unusual allows you to follow a more lenient understanding of the Chachamim, Abaye's teaching. Abaye only said it if there are two things unusual, like the second quote of Abaye. This concept that we follow the second, the Lishna Basra, is a concept that comes up in different applications. In general, if there are many that argue on a topic, we will often follow the Basra, the last of the discussion, the person who lived last, because he had access to all the teachings and he finalized, he issued a ruling. That's the concept of a Basra. We also have a concept in an Ibayis Ema in the Gemara. If the Gemara says a question and then says, and if you tell me like this side of the equation, then I have another follow-up question. And sometimes the Gemara will do that multiple times. And a common pattern in Psak, which the Rambam, for example, uses, is to assume that the Gemara between the lines is intimating that we follow that side of the equation, and therefore here's my follow-up question. Even though the Gemara did not formally codify it in that way, but the mere fact that between the lines you could see the direction that we're going, that's enough for us to take the lead from that intimation and codify it in such a way. Again, Abaye is introducing, in some case, where something is unusual enough, even the Chachamim would agree that the Ben Pekua does not require Shechita. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.